9 Months by Chaya Rothschild, Andrologist. I've been watching 9 Months with Courtney Cox on Facebook Watch since season one. It is one of the best pregnancy journey shows I've ever seen. Courtney Cox, best known as Monica on Friends, had her own journey to parenthood with recurrent pregnancy loss before having her daughter Coco through IVF. Spoiler alert. Here's a preview of some of the couples you meet during the 3 seasons that are out. Jason and Adam, who have a 1-year-old at home, discover that their friend and gestational carrier, Jessie, is pregnant with triplets. Lauren and Steve, who discover she has breast cancer a week after her positive pregnancy test. Paula, a 50-year-old single woman who is going through the process of IVF. Marnie, who identifies as non-binary, and their partner, Rebecca, who do reciprocal IVF. Angelina and Andrew, a biracial teen couple who consider adoption. Brandy and Lawrence, gay best friends who decide to have a baby together. Charisse and David, who navigate pregnancy with the challenge of her cerebral palsy. Rebecca, who survived childhood cancer with disabling complications and who discovers that her partner has cancer while she's pregnant. Kalia, a little person, and Daquan, who is average, discover their second child has achondroplasia dwarfism, like his mom. Ileana and Ross, who discover their second child has Down syndrome. Ahanu and Patrona, both trans, navigate a pregnancy they were told wouldn't be possible. Laura and Patrick, both deaf, navigate pregnancy and delivery during the COVID era of masks and limited support teams. And so many more. This show has introduced me to family permutations I've never thought of, and infertility challenges I've never considered. It is so raw and diverse. New episodes drop twice a week, and I wait for every single one. If you or your partner are experiencing male infertility or any other sexual health issue, schedule a free phone consultation. Our number at Maze is 646-380-2600, or email us. Our address is info@maysmenshealth.com.